Every year, Carmel students vote for their student body president who will lead them into the next year. It's a high school tradition. But few students actually know what responsibilities the president has. Enter Mary Coltrider, student body president of the Carmel High School class of 2016. I am with Mary Coltrider, if you want to say hi.
Hello, everyone.
All right, what inspired you to run for class president?
I was in Senate for my freshman, sophomore, and junior year. So one of the things of the president is that they work a lot with Senate. So I had kind of grown to know the position, and I thought that I would love to be able to expand on some of the ideas and events. And I thought, what a great way to do that by going even farther.
What did you do to campaign, and do you wish you'd done anything differently?
Oh, campaign week was, it was a fun one. I would say, I don't think I'd do anything differently. I thought it went really well. I did a lot of different things. Obviously, I had the posters and I had like light up signs. So I had little Christmas lights in it that would flash. So that got people's attention. But the biggest thing about my campaign was probably just talking to people. Before school and during lunches, I would walk around and I would just go, especially the freshman center, and I'd go and I introduce myself to a whole bunch of different people. I made a whole bunch of new friends. So that was definitely the biggest thing. It was just like getting my name out there and like especially teaching people how to vote, because a lot of times people don't realize it. Oh, you click this is the link. You click that. You have to put in your date of birth. People don't really know how it works exactly. So it was a big thing that I would go around and teach people how exactly to vote.
What specifically do you do as class president?
I do a lot of different things. So obviously I work most with Senate. So with Senate, we do the blood drives. We do Care to Share, the winter dance. We plan all the homecoming events. We do March Madness, Brain Game. And then I also do some stuff for the Principal Advisory Council, which is a council that meets with Mr. Williams every other late start, where we discuss kind of different issues or ideas about Carmel High School. So those are probably my two main things that I do.
What are some of the ideas that you can that you discuss on the Principal's Council?
It can range from something very small as, oh, this water fountain in the e-hallway isn't working, to a different plans such as, like, prom, where is prom being held, or homecoming. Like, we talk a lot about how to get people to go to homecoming, so it really ranges. Or school lunches, we'll talk about sometimes we'll go in for taste testing and the workers will have us taste, here, what do you think of this food and that food. So it's all about getting everyone's different opinions and different ideas, and then taking that back to their own groups, because it's a council made up of people from Senate, from Cabinet, from yearbook, from highlight, so all different aspects.
What are some of the differences between House and Senate, and how do you see them work separately from each other, and also how do they work together?
House and Senate do differ a bit in their focus. Senate focuses more on the school events, such as, you know, the dances and the blood drives and different things with the SRTs, while House and Cabinet kind of focus on Riley Hospital. So in that way, they do work separately. Where Cabinet and House, they're doing things for Riley all throughout the year, while Senate, we're doing different things for different organizations. They do work together, though, because they are both very supportive of each other, where Cabinet and House will always promote Senate events, and they'll always participate, and the same for Senate, where they'll all participate. And as for Dance Marathon Executive Council, that's actually made up of Senate members and all of the Cabinet members. So some Senate members are even working with them on some of the Riley events that they do throughout the year.
What are your plans for after graduation, and how do you think being Carmel High School class president will affect those plans?
My plans, I would like to go to college. I really want to do an undergrad in communications, and then I'm really interested in law, specifically victims of crime, so anything from sexual abuse to drug deals. I really find all that interesting. So that's kind of where I'm looking. I have no idea where that's going to happen yet, but I do know what I'm interested in. And as for student body president, it definitely has kind of taught me and who I am and kind of what my strengths are. Obviously, it's taught me extremely how to delegate. We have so many strong senior senators, and so they have been so helpful in taking some of the work off of me. But also they have, I've learned communication skills, and I've learned the importance of going out and trying to empower people and get those people involved, and knowing that it's not just about, oh, putting on this event, but it's also about engaging people and making them feel like they're making the most out of their high school experience. So I think that overall mindset will really help me in college and in my careers.
All right, well, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
So go out and get involved in all the activities Carmel High School has to offer. And know that your student body president probably had a lot to do with putting it all together.
For WHJE, this has been Victoria Oldson. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com.